What is happening, people of the interwebs? It is time for another episode of the Do Things Podcast. But before we get to the show, a quick word from our sponsors. And if you happen to be thinking to yourself, well, now I don't know where to get started. I understand Anchor.fm is great, but how do I make a podcast? I have got you covered. We have a brand new course called Do Podcast that take you from start to finish, everything you need to know about making and distributing your podcast. There is a free course where you can learn everything you need to know to use just your phone to create your very own podcast. Go to dothingsonline.com and start today. We can't wait for you to do that podcast. What is happening, people of the interwebs? Hopefully you're doing really, really well. This is an awesome episode. I really love this episode of the Do Things Podcast. I'm your host, Todd Frazier, and in this episode, it's actually audio taken from a meeting that I had with a friend of mine that we were talking about a few things, and I feel like this could be really valuable from a strategic standpoint if you're running a business or you're thinking about running a business, just to kind of get the ins and outs of how this all works and how when I meet with somebody, these are the kind of things that we talk about, and there's a lot of things in here that I feel like could help a number of you take action in what you're doing. So this specifically, this meeting is with a friend of mine named Debbie. She runs CPR at Works, and really, she's got an amazing story. So if you haven't had a chance or after this interview, go check her out. There'll be links to the website in the description of the podcast. But they have an organization where they work with people on CPR and AEDs and really first response to people that have cardiac issues. And anyways, it's really, really great. But we talk about how to get to the next step. She's wanting to just grow this business. And it's just a strategy session on what to do next and kind of brainstorming on how to make CPR at Works the brand where everybody goes to for CPR. So without further ado, let's get into the interview with Debbie from CPR at Works on the Do Things Podcast.
This is perfect. This is absolutely perfect. How are you?
Thank you for calling.
Not a problem. My pleasure. I'm good.
Before I left my job, I hired a consultant to work with for about 8 months, a Christian consultant to give me some idea of how to plan out my strengths and kind of how God, you know, kind of what How did he wire me and how does that translate? Well, I think the thing that did help me is I found something I love doing. I'm not making any money though.
Right.
And I'm getting a little nervous. I had a really good income, real good
sure.
job for many, many years.
Yeah.
So it was a step of faith. So I'm a little nervous on it. So I'm not making any money yet. And I remember him telling me, because I said, you know, this is a field where there's so many people out there. It just doesn't matter how many people or how much competition. It's just what are you going to do that's going to make it better than the other?
100%.
So that stood in my mind. I'm still trying to figure out what is that.
Mm-hmm.
That's that plus it's me. Because
yeah.
I am not one that, what's the word for it? I don't sell myself really well.
Gotcha. Self-promotion is an issue
is
for
hard
you.
Sometimes. I just did that little video at the airport.
Uh-huh.
Now, that was a joke behind that one. We get to the airport, we see the CPR kiosk. All my friends have been saying, Debbie, you need to do videos.
Yeah.
You need to put videos out there. So I said to my husband, you know what? I am going to forget what I look like. I'm going to forget about anything that makes me feel uncomfortable. Just do it. I don't
yeah.
know what I'm doing.
Yes.
I got more calls from around the world, actually. I actually got from Europe, from Spain, from Canada. I got people contacting me to find out what I can do to help them launch one in their country, which I thought was very interesting.
So you've yeah. already experienced some of the things I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
The fact that you've already experienced that is 100% of what you need to do.
100%.
Right? That, okay. that the whole idea of what you just said is, I don't care what I look like, I'm just going to do this.
I'm just going to do it.
That's
yeah.
the premise of Burn Your Plans. Because the whole idea about the planning is it's good to have direction, and I believe direction is really important. But a lot of times our plans get stuck in our head, and they keep us from taking action because what if the plan doesn't work the way we thought? And that holds us back from acting.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So the whole idea of what you just said is exactly the premise saying you need to just make a video, and it might be horrible, but it might be the best video ever.
Just use an iPhone like
it's
we
simple.
Did.
The production... Production level is not what it used to be because everybody can make it. So if you can make something that's high quality and looks really nice, it doesn't stand out anymore.
Okay.
So the raw video of you standing at the airport, because I saw the video,
yeah.
and talking about the machines,
yeah.
it's real.
Yeah.
And that's what connects. I mean, I don't know if you notice any of the, at least I'm noticing, a lot of the ads that I see, even on TV, are actually cell phone videos in portrait mode. Because it feels like you're actually watching somebody, and then they've got blackouts on the side with words and stuff. Have you noticed that?
I haven't noticed that.
It's been blowing me away.
So it's becoming.
It's that feel of underproduced but high value okay. is really extremely important right now.
And then knowing where to put them. Instead of saying to Elle, maybe I can do some kind of series on topics of some sort.
Yes.
I don't know. Still trying to figure that out. What can I share with you? What's helpful to you?
So what are you...
A little bit of a history and a kind of a little bit of...
Well, and I know your story because I've come to one of your events, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's really helpful for this conversation.
Yeah.
I know what you guys do. I know that your service is extremely valuable and your story is amazing.
Okay.
Like for me right now, my focus is podcast because that's my pillar content. Okay. What I mean by that is that's my singular largest piece of content that then I take and I break up into smaller pieces of content to bring the attention back to the main piece of content.
Okay. Okay.
So like if we had the KNX interview, which would be epic, but we don't. If we had that, we could take that and take a 10 to 30 minute snippet out of it and then post that with audio on top of an image or video, right? And so that's the kind of stuff, but now that you're aware of it,
yeah.
I mean, that's interview number one.
Yeah.
And that's gonna happen,
uh-huh.
but the way that it works today with Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, you control your own story, right?
Right.
You don't have to go to the news outlets.
I can do my own thing.
You 100% can do your own thing.
And most of what we're doing is all free stuff.
Right.
And
now you mentioned at the seminar I was at that there is an advanced training. Do you get a lot of hits on that?
What did you say again?
Do you get a lot of hits on that? Do you get a lot of traction with those advanced trainings at all?
So I don't know if you're talking about one versus the other. So I do certification training.
Yes.
So I'm getting some. Well, I even got a call from the person who couldn't be there, who organized it. And she goes, you know what? I am so sad I missed this. Can I donate money? And I said, well, I need to let you know I'm not
a nonprofit.
Everybody thinks I'm a nonprofit.
Yeah.
And that was part of the question. Could I split my business or should I? Or does
right.
that make sense?
Have you talked to them about contracting with them?
Like
saying, if you want me to do this, I think it would be a great program. However, my contract fee for running these for you is $2,000, is whatever, $3,000, is $100 per head. I don't know what you want to say,
yeah.
but you need to tell them, I appreciate it and I want to help, but there is a monetary value that I'm providing that I need to be reimbursed for, otherwise I just can't do it. And it's not because you want to be mean,
right.
it's because,
right.
God, I just can't.
I can't
afford to.
Well, it's becoming reality now. So
yeah.
We realize this. You know, the holidays and everything, we're like, whoa, that check isn't coming
yeah.
in anymore.
Right. Yeah. I think the logic makes a lot of sense, and I hear what you're saying. The one issue from a revenue standpoint,
yeah.
the residential is not where your money's going to start
yeah,
from.
You're probably right.
You're looking, from what I'm hearing
yeah.
you say and what you guys are doing, you need to move into the corporate world
yeah.
and go talk to, talk to Starbucks about, or the whatever chain, maybe not as big as Starbucks, but something in the local area that has 100 employees and say, look, we've got these machines that are extremely valuable and I'd like to come in and install them for you. And then we would do training for your staff to be able to use them. So you charge for the machine and the installation and then you do the training for free.
And then up the cost of the AED.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, and you have to mark it up because
yeah.
your time and your labor.
Yeah. My best quote was about $800 right now that I got.
For you to buy the machine.
For me to buy, I have to buy five at a time. Though.
Five at a time. Talk to them about what it is that these can do. Talk to them about the value of having these on site and that there are businesses and neighborhoods that are installing these for a safety standpoint.
Yeah.
And we would love to come and talk to you about what that would cost, how it would help. And then if we install, we would provide training for free. You're talking about a sales pitch
right.
is what we're doing here.
Yeah.
And if you're saying you can buy it for $800.
Yeah.
So, and you could have some numbers that say based on this kind of square footage. Yeah, just you need to have some sort of calculation that based on this amount of square footage.
Three, right, a high school and that's,
okay. And you can give the optimum number. You can say in a 10,000 square foot building, we need 10. We need one per 1,000 square feet, which is overkill, but maybe it's five. I don't know what that number is.
Okay.
But if you have a number that says, this is the amount that's recommended by us, this is how much it costs. Your cost is $800. That's not what their cost is.
Right.
If we're running a business.
Right.
Right. So your markup is going to be at least 50% plus your labor and add 20 onto that. So do you have installation people that would install these for you?
I mean, when I say, let me explain installation, I can have them ready. I'm not one with a screwdriver to put the box up.
So then that takes me to the idea of, should you go nonprofit or should you stay for profit? That's the question, I think, the biggest thing you're asking about.
And or could I do both?
You can. It
and
gets
how
tricky.
Complicated is
it gets
that
tricky.
Company, but not.
Do you have an entity at all?
I have an LLC.
Are you
and
using
paying
it?
Paying business insurance when you say.
So, bottom line, you need to have some sort of revenue stream.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
You can see I'm a little bit all over the place.
Sure. No, I get it. I get it.
I'm trying to let go. Shh.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Focus it down. I think probably the first thing is let's back up outside of all of the things you just talked about. Let's just back up outside. We need to create revenue.
Yes.
That's what we need to do.
Yes.
If we're going to help people, mm-hmm. we need to create revenue.
Right.
And if we can focus with that perspective to say, we're not creating revenue so we can get rich.
Yeah.
We're creating revenue so we can help people. How do we do that the most efficient way? I would say from what you've told me about the entire situation, it could be very difficult to go nonprofit. A couple of different reasons. One, it's expensive to create a nonprofit.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Okay,
I
have a nonprofit.
Oh, okay.
I have my own, it's called Fund His Kingdom, and I started it 3 years ago with the intent of it's going to be a way to raise money for ministries that don't have a 501c. Yeah. So that was kind of it's a ministry that's created for ministries kind of idea. So, but I've gone through that now. I did it myself because I'm a CPA. So
nice.
I went through all of that on my own and I know what it takes to do that.
Yeah.
And just my cost to do it was about $2,500.
Oh my gosh.
That's just my cost. Okay. That's not hiring an attorney. That's not hiring a CPA. So it's very expensive. And the other reason I wouldn't go nonprofit is because you already have a connection with a foundation.
Right.
If you want to go that route, I would say talk to them about teaming up.
Okay.
And say, how can we do this together?
Okay.
How can I be part of your organization?
Yep.
How can your story and my story reach more people?
Okay.
Because if you can come alongside your friends that have a similar story but different and work together,
yes.
Your impact is going to be exponential.
I know.
Right?
I know. Okay.
And if they've already reached out, you've got a foot in the door.
Okay.
So if you want to go nonprofit route, I would go that way. You're going to, because they already have fundraising,
yeah.
Like they're already there.
They're already there.
They're already there.
Yeah.
And
they subsidize EKGs and Echoes and the school system for
prevention. Right.
That's what I was going to say. They partner with another mom that lost a child who has a fundraiser who is in the medical field that does EKGs and Echoes in the school system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That network they've already created.
Yeah.
If you want to go nonprofit, and even if you don't go nonprofit, that might be a good division to get into.
Okay.
And just from an exposure standpoint,
okay.
If you're with them doing that, because they're probably not going to go into businesses. Right? They're probably not going to go over to Beckman.
I wondered what they were going to do with their instructor license now that they're going to get it. We need
and
to
I would
talk.
Ask them. I would say you need to have a meeting with them to say, what are you guys doing and what's your goal? Where are you going? But for you, I don't know if you need to decide right now I'm going to go profit or nonprofit.
I think right now I know I can't do that. It's going to cost too much.
Well, but I say you're not going to create a nonprofit. If you go nonprofit, you're going to team up with them.
Okay.
Make sense?
Oh, and just roll into
and just roll up into whatever if they're offering that.
If they offer, right.
Right?
Yeah.
Or the other opportunity within that is you contract with their nonprofit to run trainings. If they're going to go through and get the certification and do all this stuff and training wise, you can say, "Look, how can we partner together where maybe my team can do the training and you contract with us to go do this?" So you're basically a subcontractor for the foundation services is what it is.
Yeah.
So therefore, you're not blending organizations, but you're still helping together towards a common goal.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's more like a partnership than it is rolling up underneath their nonprofit.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
So I would just sit down and let them tell you.
Okay.
Let them tell you what their goal is. Let them tell you what they've done.
Okay.
And then just kind of say, how do I fit?
Okay.
How can I help? They've already done the hard work.
Yeah.
So for you to be in a similar industry, well, the same industry, but have a relationship with somebody that you could partner with,
yeah,
I think it's kind of at least a slam dunk to sit and talk with them.
Okay.
Whether you guys actually do stuff together, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's probably the place I would start.
Okay.
Don't start there. Set up a meeting and say, when can we get together? I want to talk about how we can partner together. Because that might solve all your problems.
Yeah.
Right?
Be ideal.
Whether it's we're going to be part of your foundation or we're going to contract with your foundation.
Okay.
Because that, I mean, if they're already looking at certifications, then you have that.
Yeah, she said they were going to be instructors by December, though, so almost done. But that's fine.
But that doesn't mean they don't need more.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Right?
No, you can do much larger gigs. We're limited to how many people we can train at one time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's a huge thing. For the for-profit route, corporations makes the most sense. Businesses like Beckman or places where there's small chains or like Kimmy's Coffee Cup down Brea Boulevard.
Yes.
Like those kind of places, they have safety budgets.
Okay.
Right? They have money put aside that they have to use for safety stuff. There's also state requirements. I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
Probably OSHA standards.
Yeah. So I went in, did a quote. I definitely underbid myself. That's the other thing, too, I'm struggling with is how to figure out what to charge and be okay with it.
What's the value? Okay, now, be okay with it.
The first thing
we talked about, you're not getting revenue to get rich. You're getting revenue to help people.
I know.
And if you can't afford to live here in one of the most expensive counties in the country, you can't help people in this county.
Yeah.
Make sense?
It makes sense.
It's not a selfish ambition. It's you have to make money.
Plus, someone told me that help me, then I can tithe more. You know, if I make more, I can tithe more. So there's that
all of that.
All of that. Thank you so much, Todd.
Absolutely.
My pleasure. God bless you and your family, and just God bless you in abundance. Yeah.
Goodbye.
I'm glad I could be here to help. Honestly.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
And if there's more.
Yeah, this was like worth its weight in gold. No, it really was because I was like,
Good deal. I'm glad we met.
Thank you.
Okay.
Me too.
My pleasure.